Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zabarsi. Jeff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 18 years he's been hanging out with us. He's a journalist extraordinaire, an award-winning journalist, I should say. One of the top copywriters in the galaxy. Author of 3 books on being home base. He makes home base look cool. And he's our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Always great to be with you, even in this blustery, chilly winter that we're
having. Oh, you're in Fort Lauderdale. Get away. Stop that.
It's in the 40s. I got socks on, dude.
Poor baby.
Seriously, I turned on the heat. I got socks on.
Poor baby. Hey, Jeffrey. Yeah. We got work here to do here, Jeff. We can't whine about your temperature.
Actually, it's in the 30s. A little bit more sympathy.
Poor baby. So what's it going to be like tomorrow? It'll be like to 70 again, probably.
Actually,
right?
Overnight tonight, it's supposed to be down to about 35.
Wow.
And then tomorrow,
weird.
Be back up to 70, break out the chairs, go to
now
the
that
beach.
Now that you got me talking about this, I'm supposed to go to Jacksonville, Florida. And so, you know, I got a gig in Jacksonville, Florida a few months ago, and I thought, great. You know, that would be nice in January, right?
When?
Right now. This week. Later this week.
Yeah, definitely.
It just snowed there yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be crystal clear.
You think
it'll
God doesn't
beautiful.
Have a sense of humor for me?
Just dress warm. What's that?
God has a sense of humor when it comes to me.
There you go. Jacksonville in January.
Blasingame going to Florida in January. I'll make it snow there.
There you go.
Hey, Jeff, a couple of things I wanted to get you to comment on. When you and I were coming up, there were three kind of influences in the marketplace for businesses. There were suspects, people that we didn't know yet, but who could buy from us. Prospects, people we didn't know and had qualified to buy from us, and customers.
Right.
But now there are two other groups. Because of the internet, there are users, people who wander around on the internet that we never know, but they leave little comments and observations and critiques, and they influence things. And then those people get together and create communities.
Right.
And this whole community thing has really changed the landscape of how people do what they do, from customers to just peers. What do you think?
Absolutely. I think what we're seeing, and it's really been, you know, some people say, pshaw, I can't waste time on social media. It's a play thing.
Well, you can waste time on social media.
Well, yeah, what I mean is I can't waste my time
right.
on social media. It's a play thing. It's not where I belong. I can't do business there. I got to tell you, no matter your industry, if you haven't been on social media, and it can be as simple as Facebook, there, you know, it can go back to, you know, CompuServe, if you remember the pioneers.
You mean on my Haze modem?
Exactly.
My eight bot Haze modem.
Exactly. You know, with the dial up. When that first came out, they started building communities, and these were, you know, those who knew could get involved in these groups of like-minded, you know, whether it was individuals
yep.
or professionals, you know, whether consumers
listservs.
Or professionals. Listservs. I mean, where you would, you know, if you put the time in, even just to surf, and it's better
yeah.
to be a participant than to contribute,
right.
but even just to surf and to glean information from it. You know, this is way beyond even, you know, today with all the different social media communities out there and different tools out there and platforms, this is way beyond a plaything. I mean.
Well, see, this is the equivalent. Over the years, I have made a big attempt to encourage small business owners to get outside their four walls.
Right.
To go to their industry trade groups meetings.
Right.
To go to the national conventions, at least the regional conventions, to get outside and meet people and things like that. This is the online equivalent of that.
Absolutely.
And so you're right. However, you do have to be discerning, right? I mean, you have to find, you have to wander around. You have to spend the time to wander around to find the place where you feel like you're the most productive. And because you can't do all of them. You can lose time if you don't watch what you're doing.
Absolutely. And trust me, there are a number of them. I just launched a new blog and Facebook page. As you know, I do a lot of road tripping. We've done it for years with Home Office Highway. I just launched a new Facebook page and blog called Road Trip Mojo. And what Road Trip Mojo discusses is as I do a lot of traveling. I work from the road when I travel, but it discusses RVing and travel trailering, so to speak, and the confluence of that and camping, as well as the music scene, you know, getting out there to music festivals and the like. And so I created that, but then I'm searching other sites to see who else is doing what, similar to what I'm doing, where I can learn from it, where I can plant seeds and sort of learn from them, and they can learn from me. And it's amazing what you can do. And you not only learn and share, you know, it's not a one-way street here. Speaking
right.
of road tripping, it's not a one-way street. You're working together. So you have to contribute. You don't want to just be a spectator, because it helps build your brand. It builds community. It lets people know that you're out there. But it also, they'll turn to you for advice. They'll share things with you that they think you might learn from.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not just, again, some consumer-oriented, exercise. I mean, whatever the business you run, if you search for it either in a Google, Bing, or, you know, whatever, Yahoo search mm-hmm. to find what's out there, you will find these groups. And again, without getting totally consumed throughout your day, and because you can spend as much time as you want surfing these and contributing and reading and gleaning information, but this is, as you say, the equivalent of going to conferences and trade shows and local meetings and the like. But again, it's one thing to be a
wildflower. Well, it's an interim version of that,
right?
It doesn't replace those, but it's an interim version of them. And it's a great way to get informed. It's a great way to get answers. It's a
Absolutely.
Great way to find out what other people have done, so you don't have to make their mistakes.
Right.
And
Absolutely.
people are willing to help you with that.
Yeah, and I think many people may be doing this for their personal pursuits, but then you do it for your business, and of course it becomes a branding exercise as well. Done well, you don't want to go there and say, "Hey, I run ABC Widget Company."
You got to do it well. You got to do it
exactly.
You know, it's just a no by the way thing if that's what you do. Hey Jeff, I need your websites, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com and GotWords.com.
What about that road trip thing?
Road Trip Mojo. So you can go to .com or find us on Facebook.
All right, so check that out, folks. Jeffrey Zavar and I will be right back. More to come after these messages, 20 after. Stay with me.
Good sense, ill sense, crippling mankind. Dead kings, many things I can define. Old Cajun's fire, frightens, brother, your mind.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.